The helicopter was jinking from side to side, drawing nearer.
If there are any hostiles out there, the chopper should be able to pick them up. Don't they have night scopes and heat seekers on board?
Sure, but if it's Zelig, they'll likely be concentrating on finding us.
A searchlight suddenly stabbed into the darkness, like a spear of dazzling whiteness. Everyone blinked and tried to shade their eyes.
Fireworks, Dad!
Anyone hiding out there with even a Kentucky musket could bring them down. They have to be very confident, or just dumb.
They have missiles?
Sure, some kind of SRAMs, most likely. An AGM-74F, something like that. Bigger missile like the old Maverick, could be a pair of Dirty Harrys, Mark 10s. Sure, they got plenty of power. But attacking from the ground to a chopper is much like shooting fish in a barrel. As I've said, either they're confident and they're sweeping as they go, or they are seriously dumb.
The Chinook came lower, close enough for all of them to feel the dusty downdraft from the twin blades.
Ah!
Sly covered his eyes, but Steve put his arm around the boy, reassuring him. The spotlight was cutting toward them, faltering over the buildings at the top of the hill by the old mine workings.
Captain Hilton!
Shit!
Jim clapped his hands over his ears, wincing from the roaring voice.
Captain Hilton and the crew of the Aquila. Anyone there in Calico? Anyone knows about Operation Tempest? Show yourselves!
The Chinook was about 200 yards away, to the north of the ghost town, hovering over a maze of dry ravines.
Why don't they come right in if they know we're here?
This is transport from Operation Tempest. We know the Aquila made it down, and we know there are several non-survivors. Sorry we're a day late on the rendezvous here. Tech problems. Come on over, folks. We can... Okay, we got you on the scanners. Stay there and watch the dust. Come in!
Now the blinding light located them, sucking them into a cone of brightness so powerful it almost felt like being trapped in a force field. Jim held his breath, feeling like a fly trapped in amber. For a few moments, it seemed to Hilton that the shooting had nothing to do with them or with the hovering Chinook.
We'll take you north to the secret base. Codename is Aurora. Before we land, there'll be an identification and a quick briefing.
Shooting. Don't know, Kyle. Machine gun of some sort, I guess. Nancy?
Probably they somehow managed to obtain a military saw.
What's that?
Squad automatic weapon. Replaced the good old M60 years ago. Lighter and faster. Listen to it go! M265. 800 rounds a minute. Put a hole in a steel helmet at a mile.
The chopper started to climb, slipping sideways toward them as it tried to dodge the stream of bullets from out in the desert. It wasn't just the machine gun, the single shots of rifles as well. The searchlight had gone off, but the loudspeaker was still switched on.
Get the missiles primed, Major!
Lead sliced through the camouflaged fuselage of the big helicopter. Perspex smashed. The turbo-powered engine was faltering, then racing out of gear.
That's it!
There was enough light now for them to see that the Chinook was doomed. One rotor jammed, and the other was flailing erratically with broken blades. The whole body of the chopper was starting to revolve, nose up. And someone managed to get a missile off in those last doomed seconds. The hidden group of ambushers had achieved their aim.
Look out!
Jeff threw himself flat in the street, followed by Sly Romero. But the rest of them could see the tumbling helicopter wasn't going to come down all that near to them. It was a dazzling burst of light, blooming from near the tail of the Chinook. It was white-hot silver at its center, shading through gold to smoky crimson near its edges. The point of impact, as near as Jim Hilton could figure it, was around 600 yards from the edge of Calico, roughly northeast, in the general direction of the long-abandoned military installation of Fort Irwin.